I think you understand what I'm saying. I don't want to be graphic. I'm simply saying that we need to move to a place where people are born out of a covenant relationship. That they're born out of yada. Because they're born in an intimate, a deep, intimate relationship, it's natural for them to be in family. Because they weren't born in a rape or from a prostitute. They weren't born out of somebody who was trying to make money, and they weren't born out of somebody who couldn't control their passion, if you will. But they were born out of yada, out of intimacy. And because they were born out of intimacy, when people see our families, they go, that's the way God wants. Listen, yesterday, Bishop was talking about last night how you can know something without knowing it. Like your heart knows things, your head doesn't know. We were in a meeting not too long ago, and we were talking about something, and I was expressing something that my heart knew, that my head didn't know. Like, my head didn't know what my heart knew. I couldn't put words to it, but I could feel it. Are you following me? And your heart can take you places your head doesn't know. Those are all things we were learning last night, and Bill's been sharing that in, I think, the last two or three Sundays that I've been here, at least, that your heart can take you places your head would never take you. There's something about moving back to covenant. There's something about even the way that we come in to the kingdom has a lot to do with the way we live out the kingdom. The way we come into the kingdom has so much to do with the way we live out of the kingdom. We have an organization called Moral Revolution, which is it's really trying to restore the foundations of moral purity and sexual purity. And we get to interview a lot of people. We're starting a show called Moral Revolution. It's a kind of a talk show. And, you know, we've just been interviewing just tons and tons of people for the show. And it's heartbreaking how many people have come out of a rape and what it does to the child. I mean, you would think, okay, you know, what's the difference how the seed got planted? I mean, what does that have to do? Okay, so you had a one night stand, so you had a bad night. So from there on, I mean, many of these people got adopted and they had great families, and yet there's something about the way you enter the kingdom that has something to do with the way you live out the kingdom. Are you with me? There's so many things we do that are extra biblical. I'm not saying they're wrong. I'm just saying that sometimes we create strong stands on things that are not in the Bible. For instance, if you want to receive Jesus, raise your hand.